I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the...
Fun and addictive, I think. It's just like, you know, women coming together and dressing up and dancing, and it's just awesome.
That's Megan Shepherd of Brainerd, Minnesota, talking about belly dancing. If you were at the KAXE Mississippi River Festival last month, you may have seen Megan and her dance partner, Jenny Tolutchek, performing during Carrie Powers and Ilabamba's sets. I found the dance beautiful and a lot of fun, and I recently met with Megan at a Brainerd coffee shop to find out how a woman from Minnesota became a belly dancer.
The one question that I get more than probably anything. But yeah, I went down to the Renaissance Festival probably now like 8 or 9 years ago. And I saw belly dancers at the Renaissance Festival.
Yep.
And then I looked at them and I was like, I really need to do that. I just need to do that. It's so cool. And it just had me mesmerized. And like, I get really like teary-eyed when I see great performances. So I was like totally teary-eyed over it. So I went home and then I searched around and I found belly dancing in Pine River, of all places. It was like a beautiful little studio owned by Amber Hunt, and I learned from Amber Hunt and Noelle Anderson. So, and they were wonderful instructors, and I learned from them for a couple years and traveled to Pine River with some of my friends, and we learned American tribal style belly dance, which is a beautiful form of improvisational belly dance. And so, yeah, and then everything just flew from there. Yeah, there's many different styles. There's beautiful Egyptian styles and traditional folklorish Turkish style. There's all kinds of styles. American tribal style is a newer style, and it was created by Carolina Noricchio. I got my roots from American tribal style. And then I also ventured off to go find fusion belly dance and tribal fusion belly dance. So tribal fusion belly dance allows you to form your own creative expression and create and kind of meld different dances together. So you can like Egyptian belly dance and American tribal style. And if you know them pretty well and you can start to fuse them in a good way, then it's becomes a little, it becomes interesting and fun and creative. So it's a little, and I'm a very creative soul, so I definitely went into the fusion thing because I could start to create more, and fell in love with Rachel Bryce, who's like one of the mothers of tribal fusion, and she has her own style called Datura. So I went into really delving into Datura style. Recently I got a scholarship to go to Portland and learn from Rachel for a week and do an intensive on Datura style. And that really, really like solidified my vision and desire to create my own style. So I created my own style about like this last like 6 to 9 months has been like a whirlwind of creation and bringing this creation to life. So yeah, now I've just been creating and trying to build the roots of my own style, which is called Bonsai Belly Dance. And it's based on belly dance, American tribal style, mixed with martial arts, because I have a karate background. I've been in karate ever since I was 7 years old. So now I've felt the need to meld them together, and you wouldn't really probably know that there's karate movements in there unless you know martial arts a little bit. You might see them like hidden in there, but they're hidden in there. I teach in Nisswa right now at the Therapeutic Touch Spa, and it's a beautiful, beautiful studio to dance in and with my ladies. And then I also teach in Crosby at Uplifted Wellness Studio. I do a monthly series there for just creative dance, for women to just get creative, and it's not about technique or anything. It's mainly about just expressing ourselves and letting go. It's difficult, I won't lie, but it's fun. Like, that's probably the one thing women, if they see a dancer who makes it look easy and stuff, then they come in and they're like, whoa, this is hard. This is a little hard at first, but like anything, once you do it more and more, anyone can do it. It's a really, really beautiful, fun form of dance, too. It's I think that's what outweighs the challenge, is it's so fun and so beautiful, and you get to kind of dress up And we do little haflas, which are belly dance parties, where women get together and support each other and get to, you know, show the movements that they've been working hard on. Because if a movement is really hard, once you get that and it clicks, it's just that much better. It's like, oh, man, I finally got that three-quarter shimmy I've been working on for 2 years, you know, or something like that. So that's kind of the thing that, like, brings us all together is we all have those challenges. There's not a single student who walks in and is like, oh, this is super easy. I've got this. So we all got to connect through that, like, that little bond of this is hard, but it's so pretty. It's definitely a good workout. Fast can be really great cardio workout. We do fast and slow vocabulary. So fast is like your shimmies and your more upbeat tempos and everything like that. And then your slow is going to be like your sidewinders and your mayas and very like figure eights and circles, very slow. And those are very musculature movements. Really, really helps improve your posture. Your posture and your core, it really makes a significant difference. And some cultures believe that belly dance was made for women to prepare themselves for childbirth, because it helps you isolate the muscles of your core and your pelvic floor. But I'm more of a low impact. I'm comfortable when I dance. Yeah, it's I do more earthy style dances, and I don't do a ton of tricks or laybacks or floor work in my dance, but a lot of other dancers do, and I admire them. That's kind of beautiful. I have some friends that do splits while they're dancing and cartwheels and like get really so you could. But those are usually dancers that, like, you know, they took, you know, gymnastics when they were younger or something, so they fuse that in with their belly dance now. Or
this is Close to Home on Northern Community Radio, and I'm talking with Megan Shepherd, a belly dancer from Brainerd, Minnesota. When I saw Megan and Jenny dancing at the River Festival, I noticed that although they were dancing to music they had never heard before, their movements were well synchronized, and I asked how they achieved that.
So we learn a vocabulary of movements. It's improvisational, so no, even if we dance to the same song again, it would be different because it's based upon who's leading at that time. There's a leader and a follower. And then the leader is the one that the follower looks to, and she cues different movements. And then you go into combination movements. So you know when, say, Jenny puts down her right arm on the 1, 2, 3, 4, you know you're going to go into the Persephone combo and go through this whole, like, 16-count combo. So that's why we could improv to the Carrie Powers and dance to her. Especially nice when we love the music and we loved her music, and we danced improvisationally for so long that we can just flow together without even mostly thinking. And if you're looking pretty closely, you'll see our little happy mess-ups. You know, there's always little happy mess-ups, but the part of this improvisational style isn't perfection. It's to have fun and be able to whip it out on the spot and be able to dance with your dance sisters to any music that you want. It can be Lady Gaga if you want to, you know.
And what kind of a reaction does she get when she tells someone she's a belly dancer?
It's all over the place. The one reaction I will say that I get that is like, it's one of the reactions that gets to my heart is a woman will always, more often than not, I've heard, oh, I could never do that. They immediately jump into the, like, I could never do that. Oh, honey, I just want to be like, if you only knew, you really can. You can. But yeah, those. Otherwise, I hear a lot of positive things like, I've always wanted to try that. Or, you know, I tried that back in the day. You know, there's a surprising amount of women who tried belly dance back in the 70s. So that was a really great time. And my grandma also belly danced back in the 70s, all over the place. And then there are some reactions that they get us confused with other type of dancers. I'll just say that. It's been there's also like the misconception that we're flirtatious when we dance, and we're trying to steal the men folk. The main troupe of Fat Chance Belly Dance, who is the American tribal style belly dance troupe, the one, they're named Fat Chance because it's Fat Chance that it's for the men folk, no offense, but it's for the women to bring themselves up and to like create community and stuff like that. And I'm like, if you only knew, thank you Hollywood, because Hollywood brought it into the like sexiness.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But yeah, it is what it is. But most people are like, I've heard more often than not when we perform, after they see us perform. I performed at CLC once. And a gentleman came up and said he was so surprised it wasn't anything of what he thought it was going to be. And he said it was just, like, so beautiful. And we've heard that so many times. It wasn't what they expected at all.
And I asked what her message was for women who would like to try belly dancing.
Just get out there and do it. You know, that's, the thing that I want to tell everyone is, even if it's not belly dance, I just want women to, like, feel more empowered and just, you know, get out there and do it. Even if they're going to suck and feel awkward at it, because that's, embrace the suck. You're going to probably not be good at it at first. Once we get beyond that and feeling like we look stupid and just accept it, then it's all downhill from there, you know? Like, it's not that big. And I always tell my students, I'm like, your children's lives don't depend on nailing this movement. It's not the end of the world, you know? You can just have fun with it and just enjoy the process of, you know, being, you know, a baby belly dancer, a baby, you know, whatever you're doing, Zumba dancer, whatever, a martial artist. We all have to start somewhere.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.